Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your boy, LC and the Bread Man, holding it down. Give us a shout here in the studio. You can reach us at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, we welcome you to another edition of the show, and it is a pleasure to have you back. So, I tell you, man, it has been a crazy week. A lot of things happening out there in the world. But I must say, it is fall time. The weather in New York got really, really cool. And, man, I didn't think it was going to come this quick. It was very humid yesterday. And then today, it just felt like, whoa, is it fall already? So, I guess all good things must come to an end, and I think the summertime has passed. And I know we're into fall, but can it slowly ease on out? So, you know, storm is on its way, hurricane. Hopefully, it's not as dramatic as Hurricane Sandy 3 years ago. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it was 3 years ago. So. We'll see what shakes out. Hopefully, I know the Bahamas is getting crushed with Hurricane, what is it, Julio? I don't know what the name. They come up with all these crazy names for hurricanes. Don't know where to get them. My understanding is they got a whole block of names, and they just keep going up and down a book of different names. So, with that said, what is the word there, Brett?
Say, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Julio's down by the schoolyard, man. Did he get to you yet?
I tell you, it is crazy. It is definitely crazy. You know, it was supposed to really get hit this weekend. So, hang in there if you're in the East Coast. That's all I can tell you. Because make sure you bring everything in that's been out and about, because it is going to be on and popping this weekend with the wind, rain, and everything else. So hang in there. If you're out in Cali and some of the other places in the country, y'all, of course, enjoy beautiful weather. But here in the East Coast, man, we're getting it. So, you know, before we actually get into the show, Brad, just want to us to take a brief pause to, man, I tell you, we're saying this far too often. This afternoon, 13 young aspiring adults lost their lives out in Oregon in a community college shooting. So far, it's just one person that was a shooter. So, let us say, give our hearts, prayers to all those people that have been affected. I tell you, with it's so too often that we have to talk about these situations. But with prayer, things will get better. So, again, our thoughts, prayers, and hearts go out to all those family, loved ones, just all those people that have been affected by the shooting out in Oregon. Well, Brett, it has been pretty hot on social media. I've been stirring the pot.
Yeah,
of course,
I've seen your
all
pot.
Those empires.
I've seen your damn pot. I've seen your damn pot. I don't like the spoon. It's not good. Empire. You know?
I've been stirring the pot.
I've been putting some special seasoning on it.
I've been stirring the pot.
And yeah, I've seen your pot.
Stirring the pot, and it looks like hands down power. For those who don't know, we started this kind of last week on the show, and I said, you know, let me put it out there on Facebook and see what the response. Overwhelmingly, a lot of Empire, well, Power just came and whacked Empire right on the side of the head. So, hands down, Power wins. I know Brett has not seen, I don't think either one, right, Brett? So you can't even
I watched
right?
Empire. I caught up. I caught up with Empire, you know.
Oh, you
I
did?
A couple of, yeah, I told you I got hooked a couple months ago before they went off the air because it was so big that they had a listening party and this. And I said, what is all this now? Channel Fox News reporting it. So I took the liberty and the time to see what was up, because I love me some Terrence Howard, you know, from way back, you know, Hustle and Flow and what was that, Crash, and, you know, you know, and even when he was on sitcom back in the day, some of the shows that, you know, sitcom he did, you know, I seen it in the brother from that, you know, so I follow him, you know, but more power to Power, but I'm a big Terrence Howard fans and everything that comes with it, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm
no doubt.
I'm down with it. You know what I'm saying?
He did his thing last night. We'll get into that and we'll chop it up in a minute. We're gonna get into our the new added person to the show. We're gonna get into her in a minute. But let's take a couple calls, Brett, and then we can kind of get into introduce. The new member to the team for the show. We'll get to her in a minute. Let's empty out the lines. We've got a lot of people on hold. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who's on the line? Yes, you're on the line. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who's on the line? Hello? I'd love it, man. Live radio.
Yeah,
people get...
They're newbies, man.
I know, I see. Well, we're going to put them on hold. Let's go to line five. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who's on the phone? I think I heard someone. Hello? Hello? All right, dear. We're batting 1,000 with the phones today. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who's on the line? Hello? You're live. Live and direct on the show. Are you there?
Man, we got a lot of newbies today. What's going
on? I tell you.
I guess they were thinking it was on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We switched up on
yeah,
them. A
yeah, yeah, we kind of switched it up, keeping things rolling. We be bouncing around, but it's all good. Well, we'll come back to the phones, Brad, since no one wants to jump up and take the mic and we put it out there. We're still taking the
phone. They think you're going to put them on as host. That's why. You know what I'm saying? They think
is that what it is?
Host. Yeah, man. The memo got out. So they were like, no, I got to get paid first. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, so we'll come back to the phones. We'll see if they decide they want to talk. We'll come back to that in a minute. But as I said last week, and actually, over a while now, we're looking to add a little new flavor to the show. And I mean flavor. And she can definitely do that. She does her thing. I can personally attest. Now, I know, Brad, you know, you kind of mix it up in the kitchen, but she is the one that is going to add flavor. She can do it in the kitchen, and she can do it and bring it to the show. And with that said, we have added a new member to the team, and her name, she will go by Chef Shawnee. So without further ado, we'd like to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
We got a little applause action there for you. So
yeah, I appreciate it.
I thought it was static over there. I was like, what's going on with this static over there?
That's our fake applause for all those out
there.
Oh
man, we got to work on that, engineer. Man, yeah, we ain't no sitcom.
That's all right. It sounded like applause to me. It's okay. It sounded like applause to me.
So for all the listeners out there, Chef, you know, you meet the bread man. He's my partner in crime.
What's up, myself.
How you doing?
I'm good. Where you in from?
Well, I'm here in Long Island, but I come way of Kansas City, Missouri.
I can tell.
You got that accent, baby. Can't hide it.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong. I ain't trying to hide it.
That's a show me state. Show me what you're working with, girl.
That's
show
right.
Me
it's a show me
with.
State. See? See,
show me
he
what
know.
You working with. You know what I'm saying?
He know. That's what, know. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. But what's important there, Brad, she can burn it up in the kitchen. She knows how to do all her thing. I tell you, I can personally attest to... whatever she wants to do, she can do it.
All right, sounds like a plan.
So she's going to definitely bring some flavor, actually flavor, to the show in more ways than one. So it's all good. Why don't you tell the listeners, the chef, as I call her, tell us a little bit about yourself and what some of the things that... some of the dishes that you like to cook on a regular basis. It may not be the maximum what you do, because I know you can do some really off-the-top stuff, which I was like, wow. But I've attested that macaroni, baked macaroni and cheese. oh, my gosh, Brad. You got to have some of her baked macaroni and cheese, boy.
Will it break me down to my knees? Will it break me down to my knees or what?
Yeah, look at here.
It's really
you
good,
have some
you know
of that macaroni and cheese, you be looking for me.
I know. Oh, yeah. Looking for me. I see right now. I already got 9,000 people that say, Brad is in. All right.
I don't know, Brad.
Yeah,
she can.
I got one vote from LC.
She's on a different level.
She got to put it on me.
She's going to put it on you. Trust me.
Yeah, I've been doing it for like 25, 30 years now. I got a little head start.
Yeah, well, she is on a different level. Let me tell you. When you'll see. She's on a different level. Let me tell you. And like I said, I don't give too many big up on a baked macaroni and cheese. Not too many people I can mess with, you know, with that.
Well, a lot of people think they can.
Yeah, exactly. But I see, I like, you know, when you go to different functions and stuff, you're like, no, I'm going to pass on the baked macaroni and cheese because I know there's only a couple people I could really get down with and enjoy it. But trust me, Brad, you're going to find out. You're going to be like, yo, LC, you all right. You know what? She doing her thing. So trust me, she can burn with the breast. The best one. Why don't you give them an idea of some of the things that you can throw together?
Some of the things.
Yeah, well, you do it all. I was shocked.
I was just about to say, I mean, I do a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, I always say, they always say, oh, what can you cook? I go anything. It don't matter whether I made it before or not. I can make anything.
Well, I got a birthday party for a 50th birthday party on... 17, drop me a plate and I'll bring it to say, hey, look at what you got. I got a party to the October 17. I'm going to bring my dish and you be my special guest. And drop
there you go.
Hey, She
can throw it down, let me tell you.
I try.
So just give me an idea of some of your favorite dishes. Of course, it's not all that you do, but give me an idea of some of your favorites besides the mac and cheese.
Well, of course, yes. The mac and cheese is, you know, it is quite memorable, I know.
Yes,
but,
it is.
I'm pretty well known for my barbecue. I am from Kansas City.
That's right. I can personally attest Kansas City barbecue. Being out there, oh, my gosh.
I make that barbecue sauce from scratch.
Ooh.
You know, you got to make
Bring
that
it,
beef
baby.
Brisket.
Bring it.
That beef brisket, you know, that you can just pull apart.
Mm.
You know, that burnt end sandwich.
Ooh.
With just a slight touch of barbecue sauce.
You
put the coleslaw on the side, you know.
Oh!
Some people put it on top. It just depends on how you like it.
That's it.
But I'm pretty good at barbecuing. Smoking, barbecuing, making barbecue sauces. My braised short ribs are to die for. They will melt in your mouth.
Ribs. Mm-mm-mm.
See, I ain't talking about them regular ribs. That, you know, see, people, you know what? It's funny. People go, well, how you do your ribs? You boil them first? Boil a rib is a sin.
Yeah, I don't mess with that. I don't mess with that.
It's a sin to boil a rib.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about these ribs fall apart. They ain't been in no water.
Woo!
You know? And the secret, you know what the secret is? What a lot of people don't know.
Don't tell them everything now.
No, I ain't going to tell them everything. But
don't tell them everything, but tell them something, a little something.
I don't use water.
Mm.
That's the main secret right there. When I'm cooking rice, I don't cook rice in water.
Ooh.
Only thing I use water for is to boil a potato or egg.
Wow. No rice, or you cook rice with no water?
No water.
Wow.
You use a broth. Or a stock. Mm-hmm. See, and that's how you do that.
Yeah, like the chicken cacciatore. Yeah. Yeah, I know about that. Mama told me that one.
Yeah, that's the trick. A lot of people don't know that you don't use water for nothing except to boil a potato or an egg. That's it. See,
I just
gave you one of my tips. One ways for you right there.
There you go. Look at it. One of many, and she's going to throw it down. She's going to make us real hungry on the air, give you some tips on how you can increase your cooking skills. If you have them, well, you're good
right.
to go.
Well, you know what? I've helped people that haven't had any. So, you know, I can really help anybody. Just that basic stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
simple stuff. You can make simple stuff taste delicious. Don't take much time. I mean, I know 30-minute meals that, you know, you set them down for somebody. Somebody might think that you spent a little time.
Right.
Spent some hours in the kitchen cooking it. But really, no. You probably was in there prepping for about 15, 20 minutes maybe. Rest of time, you just let it cook.
That's perfect because you joined the show at a great time. You know, we got some big holidays coming around the corner real quick, so
see, that's what I'm talking about.
So, you know, you're gonna have to give us some.
I got my video camera too.
Let's do it.
I already got some on my page. Let's do it, baby. Let's get it.
See, are you trying to tape my secrets? Is that what you're
trying to do? You're putting it out there. Let's get it on. LC, she don't know what you're messing with now. You know what I'm saying?
The bread man definitely could cook. I'm telling you.
Nah,
the
I
chef.
Can do better to cook. I burn, baby. I burn.
Chef, she on a different level, Brad. I tell you,
I got old people cracking their toes on my food now.
You got them doing.
Got to do it. Eating pumpernickel bread and cracking their toes at the same time, man.
Cracking their toes, huh?
Yeah. I mean, one time I did a party over at the VFW, and my man Norm came over and said, "Yo, Brad, yo, can you hold down on a little spices? We got people over 60 up in here." You know what I'm saying?
Trying to hurt them.
Mm-hmm. food.
Yeah, the bread man definitely can burn. So
we need to test that out. See, you say he can burn. He say he can burn, but I don't know.
You're the only one, sir. You're the only one. You go on my Facebook page, you see food, and people in London say, "Why are you teasing us like that? We cannot smell it, but we can see it." It's on my comments, too. You heard me? It's all good. I'm looking forward to taking your sweet water cornbread at that, too. Yes,
oh,
God.
Y'all are
ready. I'm ready. On top of the stove. I don't want it in the oven. I want it on top of the stove.
Oh, boy. Oh, we doing it like that? We doing it the old school way, huh?
Yeah, we want to do the old school way, and I want to see it rise. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear it crackling. Yeah. And when it's done, I want you to flip it. And then I'm going to cut it. Feed it to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, now I'm feeding. So did you hear?
Yeah, you feed me.
No,
I
heard him.
Ain't nothing like a chef's fingertips.
Oh, see. Now, what kind of show is this again?
Well, right now, y'all are making my mouth water, okay? Because I'm starving, okay?
We bringing the noise, baby.
He got me thinking about cornbread at 9 o'clock at night.
There you go.
You're supposed to.
See, now I'm thinking I want to go make a batch. I mean, it's too late
to
get some cornbread.
It ain't never too late to get some cornbread, man. Yeah. All you have to do, you don't even have to put it in the refrigerator. Leave that over the stove one night.
You know what goes good with cornbread? You know, this time of year, with some cornbread, you know what I have with some cornbread right now? I'd actually make some cornbread pancakes, see?
Wow.
See, you make some cornbread pancakes right now. See, and then you make you a big old pot of chili.
Ooh. I just have some chili.
Chili. So you fry up that cornbread in that pan, put it on the plate, you pour you some chili right on top of that and eat it together.
Mmm.
You ain't never lied.
See? This that kind of chili. Chili weather. See, this is perfect for
warm you up too. All through your body.
Yes, it is.
You ain't need no blanket.
If you want to dress it up, put some sour cream on top, throw some cheese on top of that, little green chilies, or maybe some green onions. Delicious. And I ain't talking about no chilies. Well, what's that stuff called? What they use? A chili seasoning. We ain't talking about none of that. We don't use none of that.
Everything
from
scratch.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
The chef is in the house. Look out. I'm moving out because I could get a little something on the grill, but no. I can't mess with her when she's stepping in the place. I can't attest.
You are pretty good at the grill.
I can throw some on the ribs, you know, quick
style. I did
have
some steaks that you threw.
The steaks weren't bad. You did have a little something on my, but I'm the grill man. You know, I can throw down outside. And I do not boil my ribs. My ribs are not boiled. I don't believe in that, even though some people like to do that.
I know.
I don't do that. So my ribs are pretty tight. Yeah, me too. Because I'm like, nope, I spend the time and let them cook slowly on the grill.
Exactly.
Can't be hot. That grill too hot, get it. Ribs burn up. Burn up, no taste, charcoal on the food. Nope, we don't want that. We want to burn up with charcoal on it.
Low and slow.
That's it.
Low and slow.
There we go.
That is the key, low and slow.
Now that y'all may be hungry, all right, we can, let's see if we can, if someone will answer the phone here. We'll try the phone lines quickly here. You're on the LC and Jack radio show. Who's on the phone? Hello? All right. It's time to get rid of that call. All right. They're gone. Hang up on them. Bow. Gone. What'd you do, Brett, to the phone lines today, man? Jeez.
No,
They were jammed, and unless we're having technical difficulties, which is possible.
I think it's technical difficulties. You know,
I don't know, man.
You know, what's your name? Scandal is on, so people are probably looking and listening at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not a regular night for us. It's not a regular yeah. night for us, but it's all good.
It
it's
is
all good.
Night.
We'll be back at it. But we're gonna what we're gonna do, y'all, is take a brief pause for the cause. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King. I'm here at the LC and Jack Radio Show.
This is Jim Brown. I'm on the LC and Jack Show.
Hi, this is Melba Moore, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Show.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
Hi, this is Gloria Gaynor, and you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show.
Yo, this is Fred, the Hammer, Williamson. Check out the LC and Jack Show. If you got nothing else to do during the day or at night, make your life a lot more exciting, check it out. LC and Jack Show. All right? All right.
All right, Brett. That's all your right. boy, man.
The
That's your boy, man. All right.
That's my dude. All right.
Yeah, he is. He's crazy. The chef has missed some of our guests, but you know we'll have a chop it up with him. He is he should have been a comedian.
Yeah.
But
you tell it like it hot is.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's straight raw, but funny. He tells you, and that story he told us for all y'all that didn't hear it, you can go back and check out the show. But he talked about Muhammad Ali, not Muhammad Ali. Take that back. He talked about Howard Cosell. That's what I want to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah.
Oh
man.
My gosh.
That was a classic one. I send that to everybody I know. That hasn't heard it, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one. Then.
Yeah, you got
to
check it out.
We'll have to catch you up, baby.
Yeah, we got to catch you up. He's funny. We'll have him back on again because every time he comes on, he will give us some new stories. But definitely, if you have not heard the interview, jump back in and check it out. Or if you haven't heard some of the other interviews, especially with Melba Moore. Love her to death. Please go out and support her. She's music is tight. She's back with a vengeance with her beautiful voice. Great music. So go on iTunes, your local record store, or you can't even call records anymore. It's all digital.
Right.
But
everything is
wherever you go for your music, check it out, support her. She's been in the game a long time. She's back, finally. So, go check her out. She's doing her thing. And we'll have her back soon, too, as well. But she's out performing, promoting her new singles that she has coming out. And she got actually a new album. I'm not sure on the date, but as soon as the new album drops, we'll get her back so we can play some of her new music. And we can talk about what she's got going on at that time. So, make sure you check us out each and every week. If you're a brand new listener, welcome to the show. We're on every week, usually on Saturdays, but we chop it up and move it around. But if you miss us, you can always catch the podcast. If you want to give us a shout, give us a call, 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. Well, again, welcome, Chef Shawnee, to the team. And We definitely know you have a bag of tricks of different things that you put out there, and when we have you on, we'll get your flavor. We'll call it flavor of the week, flavor of the month, whatever it happens to be.
Okay.
And hopefully you can teach us a little something on making us a better mini chef at chef or whatever you want to say, while we're in our homes, wherever we live, whether it's here in the States, abroad, because we're worldwide. We're via the internet. So you're your mac and cheeses and whatever else you're going to tell us how we can whip up could be made anywhere in the world, which is pretty impressive. You can have somebody over in Africa saying, you know what, I heard this chef. She told me
macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I can cook some macaroni and cheese this way. So you're going to have, and the bread man, I think one of his specialties, I won't speak for him, is meatballs. He puts it down with some meatballs. Oh, yeah.
Well, the people made it. My specialty was the chicken nuggets, my homemade chicken nuggets, but people just went raving over the meatballs, so there you go.
Did you say homemade chicken nuggets?
Yeah, baby. That was my first thing I taught myself for the parties that would last back in the 80s. You know, back in the day when the chicken breast was real small and had the skin and the bone, you used to have to peel off the skin and then debone it, then cut it up and make it into chicken nuggets. That was back in the old days. But now, they got these injectable chicken breasts all over the place. You can take one pack and feed the whole block. And I do it with sandwiches too. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man.
That's
I was working
what they
hard
do now.
When I first started doing this. I was working real hard back in the old days, you know, from scratch. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the fact that you lose some of the originality of the chicken, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't mind feeling it. I didn't mind because it gave myself a sense of accomplishment when everybody was raving over it. Now it's like putting out production. You got to feed. No, you can't just feed like your neighborhood. You got to feed. I was in the military, so I was feeding the damn whole base at one time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody raving over it. Was a
you got to feed
party,
the masses, baby.
They was there. I think like 2 weeks vacation just to set up for a party. You know what I'm saying? That's how big I got at one time, you know. So I'm chilling right now.
You sound like you got a little skills, you know.
I ain't sounding like nothing, baby. I'm here to tell you. My commanding officer and his wife talking about my food. I ain't no kid. I got it for the top dogs, you know. And then like what really touches my heart, like when I was stationed in Memphis, you know, some of the house parties I used to do. And some 20, 18 years later, especially when I first got on Facebook and I caught up with some of my friends back in Memphis, and now my friends' kids are grown-ups, and as soon as they said, Mama, is cornbread still making them chicken nuggets or the meatballs? And it was like 18 years later. Yo, that touched me. They don't even know how much that touched me. They grown men now asking about my food. So that's my satisfaction. You know what I'm saying?
It is
you
a wonderful
talk about
feeling.
It years later, you know? So
that's what makes you keep going. Those kind of feelings.
Oh,
you know, that's what keeps you going.
I feel that's why I'm so confident in myself. I ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? LC boasts me, and I love that. And anybody else, you know what I'm saying? And LC's boasting you, so I have nothing but love for you too. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. We on the same team. You know?
Thank you.
That's it. You'll get a chance there, Brad. Trust me, you will.
I'm not worried. Look, I'm already salivating. You know what I'm saying? I'm to do.
You definitely will be doing that. That's for sure.
See, you sound like me. She got a female bread over there, LC.
Yeah, she's off the charts. Listen, I don't say that. I don't say that lightly. She is off the charts. No doubt about it. So again, we welcome. She's doing her thing. We welcome her again to the team. But the theme, again, we were talking a little bit about it last week, Brad, and we had a lot of people call in to start the voting process, whether they like power or empire. And, of course, power is on hiatus right now, but empire is alive and well, second episode. But it's been pretty hot there, Brad. Got to tell you, I like the way they kind of added some new flavor, Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
That was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they had that Ludacris.
Yeah, Tyrese is gonna be on there too, I heard. So
yeah, so they're adding. I think they realize that, again, the difference, I think, from power to empire is obviously there's a big difference on what platform, right? So you have empires on national commercial TV, and then, you know, and then powers on cable. So it's a big difference on just what the language can be. But putting that aside, I'm looking at it from a storyline and also from acting. So from an acting point of view, there's only an empire. There's only, to me, two parts that cannot leave that show, right? And I think we all know that Cookie and
Luther.
And
Luther.
Yeah, and Luther cannot.
Former bread man.
Yep, they can't leave the show because the show goes off the next day that they leave. Those two parts can't leave. All the other parts, really, they can leave.
They're
interchangeable, right? But in power, the amount of the actors and actresses, pretty deep on the show. Even 50 does a little something. I mean, he's not the main character, but, you know, they put him in. I mean, you know, when it comes to, for those who I'm sure a lot of have seen or seen Power, yeah, you have, of course, and Phil, and the chef is being quiet, so make sure, Chef Sean, make sure you chime in as well. Yeah, you got, of course, you have James Ghost Patrick. He's the main character. And then you have Angela, which they kind of just added in her in season two. But she's the main character now, besides James's wife named Tasha. And you got Tommy. Tommy's the main character. And Tommy's a rough character. He's a rough dude.
Well, they made Shauna. Well, he was until he got killed off.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sean became.
Came and went.
Yeah,
came and went.
He did.
Yep, came and went. Fast. And you got Holly now. She's, I wouldn't say she's the main character, but right now, at least season two, they put her in. She's pretty good. And Kanan, a.k.a. 50, he did his thing for what he had to do. And
yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah.
He, you know, so I just think the storyline's a little. Of course, it you know, it's talking about drugs and money. You know, a lot of people relate to that. And then on national TV, you're not really talking about that. You're talking about music and you're talking about money too, but you're talking about music. So
right.
I think that's why a lot of people can get to it, because especially in the urban market, people can get down with good music. So for the most part, I think this is a good platform for new artists, which a lot of them are, that are trying to act. So they're out there trying to become artists or be national artists or global artists, and this gives them a platform. So I think from that aspect, it's really good. And, you know, maybe one of the two of them become very good actors too, from, you know, learning from two of the best that are on Empire. And they really do lucky to have those two, because otherwise the show would not go anywhere.
Well, I read somewhere that the reason why they put like those new actors on there, because they felt like anybody else that already been out there, you know, wouldn't be the same. The show wouldn't have the same effect. You know, it's like we're watching them, you know, become stars. Jamal was just, you know, his father's son that he really didn't like at first. Now he's like a superstar, and now he's running a company.
Right.
You know, if that was our, it wouldn't be believable if you had like Tyrese in that. You know, say you had Tyrese in that that role. You know, you wouldn't like follow it as much. You wouldn't believe it as much.
Yeah. Perhaps that formula of two established actors, actresses, and then everybody else really trying to grow and become become that next ones. Perhaps that will work. You know, in regular TV, it was a little risky. It works because the way he set it up. But, and, you know, Power, some of these, I don't know if I really know all these actors and actresses, but they polish, though, I can tell you that. They're a lot more seasoned.
The ones in Power, I believe they were like, they're in like a, and I've seen a couple of them in like
in different roles and different movies.
Yeah, more like B
shows,
movies,
right?
That you really didn't see advertised. You know, like I seen
right.
Tasha in a couple of things, but
right.
like the movies were never advertised. I think I was going through a channel and, you know, seen her in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really recognize her, but when I seen the movie, I'm like, oh wow. You know, like
yeah.
I don't ever remember seeing her before, but you know.
They opening the door to those people that have been working, but you just don't
right.
really know who they are, which is, which I liked about Spike Lee. If you look back on all his movies, like most of those, all those actors and actresses blew up.
Mm-hmm.
You look back now, you're like, wow. You're like, Spike just knew the talent. Oh, he's
yeah,
on grinding. You know, I mean, it's so a lot of people got to give Spike his credit besides his movies. But just look at all the doors that he opened for so many people. So many of them, you look back, you're like, wow, he was in Spike. He's in Do the Right Thing. He was in this movie,
yeah.
that movie. It's amazing. I was watching School Days and I was like, oh, my gosh, he was in there.
Yeah,
oh,
everybody
just,
was in there.
You start looking at you like, wow, all these superstars. Basically, back then, of course, they wasn't. But they
even Samuel Jackson. Remember him?
Samuel did so many movies before you even knew he was Samuel Jackson. When you watch his
exactly.
old stuff, you're like, yo, he was in this movie.
Yes.
Yo, he was in this. I don't even remember. Wow, he was. Samuel just did worked. Nobody gave him anything. That man just knew he was going to blow up. It just matter when. And he finally got opportunities, and you know the rest is history. But that just goes to show for anybody out there, if you're looking to be successful, most times it does not happen overnight. Most people have been doing it. I think we had Right Bread, Michael Bivins.
Yeah,
one of them on there, and he was just saying, yo. Or even talk about back in the day, I think we were talking to him about, was it Tupac or Jay-Z? And he was just saying back in the day with him, and he said, yo, Jay-Z was with Tupac and those guys. He was like
carrying
super young.
Carrying the records.
Carrying records.
He said, don't worry, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so Jay's been wanting to do this for such a long time. Of course, everybody knows the other things that he was doing, but his true love, he's doing.
Right.
It took him a while to get there, but when he got there, he seized the opportunity and ran with it. So just goes to show you, whatever you want, you can grab it, but you have to be patient.
That's right.
You gotta work hard. Nobody's going to give you anything, of course. Nobody's going to give you nothing. But you know what? It's sweet when you get a chance to taste some success. And then you're like, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. So whatever your goals are in life, stay with it because it's coming. We don't, you know, you just never know when it's going to come. You got to be ready for it. It's just like a lot of people when they go on Oprah. It's so funny. You hear about all these people when they used to go on Oprah. And whatever they were selling, whether they had a book or this and that, a lot of those people weren't ready for the demand of onslaught of people that was going to hit up the website or
mm-hmm.
buy their merchant, whatever it is. They wasn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't ready. Even though you hear about that now too on Shark Tank. They get on there, crash people's websites. Like, yo, you have to be ready. You're going to be on a certain platform where millions and millions of people are going to have an opportunity to check you out or like what you do or really want to be a part of what you're doing. You got to be ready for it.
That's
because
right.
You know, that opportunity
prepared.
May only be there once.
Oh.
And that's it. So when you get that opportunity, don't let it slide on by. Do your thing, work hard, get real people around you, and they'll keep
right.
around it, and do your thing. So, well, Brad, we're going to try these phones one last time, man. If they don't work this time, man, I'm going to cut them all off. And we'll just call
it a
wrap.
Viola Davis. Viola Davis might be on one of them lines now. My Facebook friend, her light is on. I'm hitting them up.
Well, we're going to try a couple phones callers. So let's see. Let's go to line five. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who's on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Yes, who's on the line?
Sandra.
Hello, Sandra. How are you? Where
are
you calling
in
from? I'm great. Where are you calling
in from? Georgia.
Georgia,
girl,
in the
Sandra's
house,
in the
baby.
House. What's up, girl? That's my new Facebook friend. What's up, lady?
The bread man got everybody calling.
My first one got through. Yeah, baby. She's coming to get them ribs. Yo. She's coming to get them ribs. She heard about them ribs. She's like, what she talking about?
That's not what you said. You just said you got your talk show on to give you a call. So I called.
That's my girl right there. I'm the ATL.
ATL in the house. That's what's good. So what's happening down in ATL? Tell us.
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
It's been raining.
ATL.
I mean, it's really nothing. No. I mean, you know, I don't go out like that, so I can't really say. I only go out when they actually have, like, major functions.
There
has been nothing major.
That's when I'm in town. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. See, I didn't know you was in town last
time.
I just happened to see the pictures on Facebook. So.
Yeah. You hear that? Well, like, oh, my goodness.
But I did attend Bronx Day. So that was like the last major event they had here. So.
Okay.
How's the weather down there?
Nasty.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's bad up here, too. Yeah. New York, it's pretty ugly up here, too. We're all getting hit with the, looks like the hurricane, so batten down the hatches, baby, because it's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So tell us, what do you like to do in your free time?
Actually, on my free time, I'm in school and home with the kids.
Okay. No, that's what's good.
I try to take them out, when I really, really have my real free time, I go away.
NYC, baby, NYC.
NYC?
I was just up there.
Yeah, gotta go see the bread, man. Get some of that ribs. Get some of that sweet water
some
cold
bread,
too.
But I have bread.
Well, she don't eat bread. You hear that, cornbread?
No. Cornbread, not just bread. Cornbread. Yeah, that's good for you. That cornbread is lovely for you. Put you to sleep, baby. That's it.
My goodness. Oh, boy. Yeah, so what do you got cooking for the weekend? Of course, it's right around the corner.
I'm having a lawn put in my house. And that's about it. I really don't do nothing. I really do not do anything.
Damn, I'm about to take that ladder from that damn window then, shit. They try to climb up there in the lawn go up. I'm like, damn it, turn the lawn off, girl. I told y'all coming.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
This is what we do. This is what we do on the LC and Jack Radio Show, baby.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, like it is.
It's all good. She laughed so hard, we lost the call. So, if you want to give us a call, give us a shout for all those that's tuned in, 347-843-4738. Give us a shout. We'll be here for a little bit before we wrap the show. Let's see. We got another call. It's been on hold for a minute. So, let's see if they want to answer. Let's go to line two, Brad. You're on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who's on the line? Yes, hello. Hello. You're on the air. Live radio. All right. Well, you know what? I'll be nice, Brad. I'll put them on hold. I'm not going to hang up on them. All right. We'll put them on hold. They can hear the rest of the show.
First timers.
Here we go.
I got a new crew.
All right. So ATL's back in the house.
Y'all disconnect. No, y'all disconnected me.
Oh,
no, y'all disconnected.
Nah,
who hung up on me?
Yeah, it was a sensor. Oh, we are fine.
Hanging up on me. I know I got a boring life, but don't hang up on me.
We ain't gonna hang up.
Well, since we have a new person to the team, the chef, as I call her, Chef Shawnee, and she likes to burn, is there anything in particular you like to cook? That's your specialty.
That's my specialty?
Yeah.
Chicken and shrimp Alfredo.
Oh.
She didn't say chicken or shrimp. She said chicken and shrimp.
Yes,
she did.
Combination together.
That's a good combination right there, girl.
It's good.
I could do oxtails as well.
Let me ask you this. Before I come down there in 2 weeks, so can you do chicken and dumplings? Can you do some chicken and dumplings?
No.
You know, Brad, she just told you her specialty. That's a specialty, so.
Well, at least she was honest.
But that's all good. You know, I've been let down in life, but it's all good though.
Chef Shawnee knows how to burn it for you. That's easy for her.
Well, if she
good at
her sleep. I'm willing to listen.
Look, we're gonna invite her to a party up here. We might just bring the party to her and show her how the chicken and dumpling gets done.
That's gonna be on the menu. Chicken and dumpling.
Shawnee can do it, boy. That's
I like eating
for.
Somebody else's chicken and dumpling because it does something to me.
You said because it what?
It does something to me. What it does, but when I eat somebody else's chicken and dumpling, especially a female chicken and dumpling, it does something to the bread, man. It really does something. Whoever wants to make me some homemade chicken and dumpling, holler at a brother. Cornbread at ComEd5.com.
Oh my gosh.
Gonna be getting invitations to come to people's house to eat chicken and dumplings.
Man, you don't know my reputation. I'm knocking the door at 11 o'clock in the night. They gonna let me in. They be like, Mama, that's cornbread, everyone. I'm going by experience.
Yeah, oh, true, boy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, everything I say is all about experience in life. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
You made up like no sugar. It's real. This is real. You know?
That's right. You're not lying
quote
about
me.
That.
Quote me, because I got the backing on it. You know? For real.
Well, we thank you so much for dialing into the show today, and make sure you check us out each and every week.
I will. I'll get some more excitement in my life.
All right, check us out, baby.
I showed her my rip 50th rooftop, so she really enjoyed this. So I put a little spice in her life already.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I didn't make it to that. I saw the photos.
You didn't see the video?
I did see the video. I saw the
there
video also. I did.
Okay. There you go.
Nice.
Then I'm gonna send you some footage of the Hawaii explosion also, and some pictures on that too. That's next.
I gotta check that out, bro.
I want to wait for next weekend because I don't want to, you know, put you overboard with excitement. You know what I'm saying? So all right. I'll bring you in slow to my world.
Yeah,
I gotta bring you in slow to my world. You just came in last week. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm with the alarm going off. You know what I'm saying? You just got it installed.
You're absolutely right. I don't want to go off either.
That's how we do. Thank you so much, Fonda, for calling in. I appreciate it very much, all right?
Make sure
you check
us out next week.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Well, the bread man's in rare form today.
Well, I got the chef on board. The chef got me excited, man, because I'm thinking about to give you some chicken and dumpling from a burner, man. I was saying to her, you know, indirectly.
I caught that.
I know you did. You know what I'm saying? I'm not catching, baby.
Oh, boy.
Is this what the newbie does to him? Is this what happened?
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to try this last line, Brad, before we wrap it, but let's just see if they want to talk. Nah, I'm going to hang up on them.
Don't hang up. Might be Viola Davis. Come on, though. Don't hang up. I'm a girl.
Nah, it ain't her.
Okay.
Had to get away with murder.
That's right.
She's on right now.
You're on the LC Jack Radio Show with LC and the crew. Who's on the line? Are you there? All right, this is your last shot. All right, goodbye. God. All right, enough.
I think it's technical difficulties. You know,
I don't know. I think they're just hanging on and breathing. Well, I don't know what they're doing. Deciding to get rid of them. They call back, whatever. But anyway, y'all, you listen, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show. The bread man, the chef, Shawnee, on the line. New teammate to the show. So around this time, Brad, we're going to come around the horn. What do you got? I know you got some shout-outs. Birthdays. Yeah, I know you got some shout-outs and birthdays.
Well, I got a birthday shout-out to my man out there in Cali, Mr. Eric McDaniel. Big shout-out to you, VP4 alumni. Ms. Nicole Butler. I want to give you a birthday shout-out as well. I'll give you some regular shout-outs to my girl down in ATL who called in, Miss Sandra Durrell, Miss Tara Campbell, Rosna Evans, Toya Nicole, a new Facebook friend of mine, Miss Ellie Cabrera, Miss Candice Connolly, Ruby Red Jones, and a shout out to some of the Atlantic Star members, Mr. Wayne Lewis and Jonathan Lewis.
How was that concert?
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Awesome. Enjoy
myself. We'd love to have them on. So when they're ready, Atlantic Star.
I'm gonna call them right after this broadcast.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's make it happen, baby. This is
all right.
We get all the legends on, baby.
All right, we forget
them.
Shout-outs real quick.
I didn't forget them.
Mr. Demetria Antrell, Miss Monique Butler, and I'm gonna give a shout out to our newest co-host, the chef. Give a big shout out to you. Glad
chef
you're on our team. Yeah, big time.
Thank you. Can I get the fake applause? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Wow, that sounds like the 60s applause, man.
we have to update that.
Yeah,
but
love American style applause, you know what I'm saying?
That's good. Shawnee, do you have anybody to shout out? Any shout outs, birthdays that you want to shout out to anybody off the top?
Well, the only thing I want to shout out is I want to shout out the Thompson family. We're having a big family reunion this weekend.
Nice.
So shout out to the Thompsons, Long Island, New York.
That's just good. They everywhere. When you think there's nobody around, all of a sudden there's a Thompson there. So they're definitely everywhere. I can attest to that. But yes, it is. I'd like to give a big up to all the people in the wood. All those heads from around the way. My man Kenny, my man. The bread man from around the way, he's part of the original crew. My man, they call him Club D. My man Doug, and just all those heads out there. My man Norm Sellers, who's recuperating, getting back in action, was under the weather. And to Mr. Jet, now that the New York Jets actually doing pretty good, out in London, yes, he hasn't called, so we'll reach out to him. I know he's dying to call in and talk about how well his team is doing, because my team is hanging in there across the Dallas Cowboys. We're trying to definitely do our thing. So, with that said, you got any last things that you'd like to say there, Brett, before we get on out of here?
Yes. On a sad note, I want to say a big rest in peace to my classmate Jan Davis, who passed away this weekend from White Plains. Rest in peace to the Davis family. He's in a better place. And just want to say God bless to my man, schoolmate, friend. He was a father. And just an all-around good person, Mr. John Davis. Rest in peace.
Nice. All right. Sean, do you have anything, any last words before we get on out of here until next week?
Any last words?
Yeah.
Chicken and dumplings.
I would wish everybody good eating.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go. That's
yeah.
what's good. That fits on
good eating.
Perfect. Great eating, baby. That's what's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure again to have you on the team. We look to have some more fun each and every week with you as well as our audience. So, again, make sure you check us out on all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. So make sure you hit us up. You want to drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com. Please do so. And I think the next show will definitely have a guest coming on through. So you want to hit us up? You think you got what it takes to be on the show? Drop us an email or hit us up, and we'll see what goes on. We definitely got some people that are definitely coming on as guests. As you heard from the Breadman, Atlantic Star, which I'm really excited because they make real music. Not too
oh,
many
yeah.
people out there today that actually still do that. They are artists.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
But those people, groups, whoever they are that's still doing it, we love you, baby, because real music is where it's at. So make sure you tune in each and every week because we will have them on, and I can't wait because I got a ton of questions to ask them. So that's what's good. So until next week, stay safe, stay sound. God bless.
Peace.